Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
That's not why you want to stay up all night. That's a forgettable one in Anaheim. Royals lose game two. They fall back to an even 500. Final score, Angels 3, Royals 2. And listen, I understand that glaring number in the errors column. You know, 3 errors tonight from the Royals. I'm not really all that interested in talking about the errors. Now, tonight's loss, once again, look no further than the offense. I'm not saying I got it all figured out. If you disagree, if you do believe that those defensive miscues are why we're sitting here with a 500 ball club, feel free, let's talk about it. The Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. But listen, Michael Garcia, Bobby Witt Jr., Salvador Perez, and Vinny Pasquantino go a combined 0-for-16. I'm sorry, I don't know where else I'm looking for a dub. Yeah, those guys go 0-for-16. They only reach base one time, and that's because of a fielding error and Bobby Witt Jr.'s speed. But outside of that, man, you know it's going to be difficult for this offense to put together some scoring opportunities, and that was certainly the case. Only 3 at-bats with a runner in scoring position, and the Royals, in fact, made more errors than collected hits. 2 hits, 3 errors. The hits come from Randall Grichuk and Carter Jensen, and, you know, we could talk about Carter Jensen if you want this to turn into a Carter Jensen appreciation post-game show. I'm perfectly happy with that. But yeah, those 3 errors to me really didn't play a factor in the final score, and I say that all fully aware that the 3rd run that was scored tonight by the Angels was courtesy of a poor throw by this Royals defense. No, I get it. I understand that. But that poor throw that turned into the 3rd Angels run was a poor throw from the pitcher in Steven Kolek. Okay. All right. So he allows 2 earned runs, and then his defensive miscue leads to the 3rd run. But the guy gave you 6 innings. So 3 runs in 6 innings, that's a quality start. That's Royals baseball, right? Well, the defense, not so much. But again, the defense, the miscue by India, the miscue by Caglione, those mistakes didn't come back to bite you. You got a quality start from your 28-year-old that's making just his fifth start since joining the club. And then your bullpen puts up two scoreless. I'm sorry, but I'm looking at the offense. I'm looking at the top of the lineup. Mikel, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi again tonight, 0 for 16. And the offense had an opportunity to pick up Steven Kolek. I'm sorry, man, but when I showed up for the game, when I sit down to watch this game, I'm not looking at Steven Kolek to lead the way. I understand how good the young man has pitched. I needed Kolek to give the team a chance to win, and he did that. The team needs to go and seize that opportunity. Need to go and take the win. Man, I wanted all three of these series. I wanted all three of these games against the Angels. If I'm being honest with you, I wanted all six games of this road trip. I wanted to beat up on the Halos, and I wanted to pay the A's back for what they did at Kauffman Stadium back in June. But the offense tonight could not pick up Steven Kolek. Could not get this team to two games above 500. Now, Carter Jensen did his part. Right, he comes in off the bench. Pinch hit RBI single. And it really made this a game there in the seventh inning. Two-out RBI knock from the 22-year-old. His 12th RBI in just 16 big league games. So Carter Jensen, certainly a highlight. I still believe that Steven Kolek was tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Not only because where else do you look, but even if you want to charge him for the error, it's still a quality start. It's still six innings of three-run baseball. I need my offense to do something. But I said that in April, in May, in June, for parts of July, at the end of August, and here we are in September saying it once again. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. The Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. Royals drop game two in Anaheim. They'll look to take the series tomorrow night. They need to win three of these final four if they're going to put up a winning season for a consecutive year, for the first time in a decade. We get to your phone calls after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. And a swing and a ground ball into right center for a base hit. Here comes Yastrzemski around third. He's going to score. A pinch hit RBI single for the rookie Carter Jensen. And the Royals pull within one. They're down 3-2.
I had a chance. But unfortunately, that would be the final score. Royals drop game two in Anaheim, 3-2, the final score. Boys fell behind in the second inning as, listen, I know we like to look down on these teams that have not just losing records, but bad records, but they're pros too. They refused to punch out there in the second inning. And some good base running, good managing, good luck, coupled with not punching out, turns into a run in the second inning. Could have been more, but again, the Angels are a bad team, and they do not capitalize on a defensive miscue. So I'm not down on Stephen Kolek after that second inning run. I'm tipping my cap to the Halos, to be quite honest with you. Kolek is clipped by Taylor Ward in the third inning to put the Angels up 2-0. Ward belts an 0-1 slider. I mean, he jumped all over it. 420 feet over the wall in left center field, his 36th of the season. First home run allowed by Stephen Kolek as a Royal, snapping his homerless streak at 29 and one-third innings of work. So the Royals are down 2-0 at the end of three, 3-0 at the end of four, as Stephen Kolek's errant throw to second base that sails into center turns into the Angels' third and ultimately game-winning run. So 3-0 at the end of four, but right away in the top of the fifth inning, the leadoff man, Randall Grichuk, takes a 1-1 slider down and away, and he powers it to center field for his second home run since joining the Royals. So that not only put the boys on the board, it broke up a no-hitter. Yeah, Angels lefty Yusei Kikuchi was carrying a no-no into the fifth, but that was erased by Randall Grichuk. So 3-1 at the end of five, at the end of six, but in the seventh, as you just heard, after Mike Yastrzemski wears one on the front of his back foot. Boy, did that look like that hurt. Takes a sweeper off his left foot, but makes his way down to first base. He would advance to second on a ground out. A nice play by the Angels pitcher coming off the mound to get Jonathan India at first, but that allowed Yastrzemski to move up to second. So with Yaz on second and two outs, Q goes to his bench and brings in the 22-year-old rookie Carter Jensen, who takes a 1-2 splitter that's elevated out over the dish. Well, actually, it's off the plate away, but it's elevated. Jensen puts a nice swing on it and whacks it into right center field for an RBI single. Left his bat with an exit velo north of 100 miles per hour. Jensen is basically averaging a hard hit every time he makes contact. So he puts the boys a second run on the board, and as you heard, made it 3-2 there in the seventh inning. But Jack Caglione would be robbed of a base hit on a great diving play from Angels second baseman Christian Moore that ends the threat in the seventh. In the eighth, Adam Frazier would draw a 10-pitch walk to lead off the inning, but was erased on a check swing back to the pitcher off of the bat of Michael Garcia. That goes for a 1-4-3 double play. Bobby then grounds out, and the boys go down in order in the ninth. 3-2, your final score, but Carter Jensen coming in off the bench with his first career pinch-hit RBI. That was tonight's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Carter Jensen batting 304 across his first 16 games. Jensen not in the lineup for the first time in 12 days. Luke Maley got the start behind the dish, went 0-for-2 with a pair of punchouts, and was the other half of the battery with starting pitcher Stephen Kolek. Let's hear what Kolek had to say after the game. Again, six innings, two earned runs, three runs total, and it was his error. So let's just say six innings, three runs on five hits, only two strikeouts. Again, the strikeout number is really not all that awe-inspiring from the soon-to-be 29-year-old. Kolek will be 29 next year in spring training. He's very inexpensive, so I would certainly expect him to be a part of the plans. But yeah, those strikeout numbers, you would like to see those pick up in the offseason. And last time we saw him, he struck out 8. More of that, please. 2 punch-outs tonight, 2 walks, and he had this to say after the game on FanDuel Sports Network. Let's hear from Kolek.
It was a grind. Didn't feel like I was timed up well to the first, say, 4 innings, and figured out kind of what I was doing in the 5th and started to actually get in a little bit of a rhythm there. And, it was a grind to try to just battle through it.
A little bit more. I mean, it's more of a grind than your other, the previous 4 starts for you. We'd say that this one's probably the most you've really had to grind through it, labor through it.
For sure.
What were the adjustments then you made in the 5th, being able to find that rhythm like you're talking about?
One noticeable thing was coming set. I teach how to stretch all the time, so when I came set, I realized I had my hands way higher than normal. So just kind of relaxing that, bringing it back to center, just seemed to actually time everything up a little bit better. And it wasn't an instant fix, but it definitely made me feel a little bit more comfortable going to the 5th and 6th there. But it's one of those things that it's like you gotta settle in and just battle throughout.
To be able to log a quality start, what does that do for you as far as your confidence, knowing that even when you don't have your best up, you can still help the team like you did?
Yeah, it's big. I'm still not happy with it. I have a pretty high standard for myself and what I can do, and I felt like I was far short of that tonight. But to still be able to get a quality start out of it is it's a good feeling knowing that, like you said, it's whenever you don't have your good stuff, you can still go out and put up 6 innings and give our team a chance. That's always what we're trying to do. So unfortunately made an error on myself, and that one's going to haunt me as I go into the offseason. But it's stuff like that. We're going to continue to have a lot of stuff to work for this offseason and come back even better and stronger next year.
Moving too fast on the air, what happened there?
Yeah, I think my eyes got big on the runner being caught in the middle, and I was like, oh, just hurry up and get it to India, and didn't set my feet toward second base and just kind of threw with my body wide open, and it sailed on me. So,
yeah, that's Stephen Kolek, courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. If you missed that error in the 4th inning, as Oswald Peraza shoots a fastball in the middle, middle in. He shoots it to the opposite field for a leadoff single. Shoots it to the opposite field for a one-out single. Excuse me. He then steals second base. So there's a man on second with one out. Royals trail 2-0. Sebastian Rivero, the former Royals catcher, is at the plate, and he hits one hard. Basically hit it right into the glove of Stephen Kolek. I mean, that ball left his bat north of 95 miles per hour, so it was coming at him quick. And again, goes right to the glove. So Kolek has it immediately and wants to make a play. Turns to second base, and, well, he described it. Trying to throw it to India to get the man at second base who had drifted too far off, was trying to come back to the bag. Oh, Kolek had him, and he had time to make a better throw. But instead, he throws it wide into center field. And Peraza would come around to score what would turn out to be the game-winning run. And yet, still, Stephen Kolek, a quality start. A quality start in all 5 of his outings since being called up to the big leagues with the Kansas City Royals. In those 5 starts, his ERA is now 1.91. So yeah, he is, even though he made the error, he's still tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier. They've been doing that since 1958. Sign up today. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Opponents are batting 168 against Stephen Kolek since he came to Kansas City. .168. And if you've seen his whip, anyone big into whip, walks and hits per innings pitched, basically how many base runners do you put on? Anything below 1 is outstanding. You're allowing less than 1 base runner an inning, you're doing a bang-up job. Stephen Kolek's whip through his first 5 starts, 0.76. Very impressive, and yet he takes the loss. He's now 1-2 since joining the Boys in Blue. They fall tonight 3-2, the final score, and they're now back to an even 500 at 79-79. We'll take our final quick timeout. Get back to your thoughts after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Royals lose Game 2 in Anaheim, 3-2 the final score. Four games to go. Tomorrow's finale in Anaheim with Michael Lorenzen on the hill, and then three in Sacramento against the soon-to-be American League Rookie of the Year, Nick Kurtz, against the guy that started the All-Star game at shortstop over Bobby Witt Jr., Jacob Wilson, and the Sacramento, call them Las Vegas A's, a team that came to Kauffman Stadium in June and swept you as you were still licking your wounds after being swept by the New York Yankees. Yeah, I want every game from here on out. I want all four. I want the Royals to finish 83-79. I want the Royals to finish hot. And maybe that's just because when people see me, when they interact with me, they want to talk Royals, so why not have a pleasant conversation? I really think finishing hot, winning these final four games, has the chance to, as I described on the On Deck show earlier today, change the regret that so many of us have about 2025 and where things went wrong. Turn that regret into a what if. 83 wins, you can look back and say, man, what if this, that, and the other? We could have won 88 games and won this division. You go 80-82, you're a losing team. No one's really trying to spin a losing record. No one's trying to remember the good times. A losing record is just filled with regret. And like I described earlier today, to me, regret is negative. It's always negative. What ifs are remembered somewhat more fondly, right? A regret for Royals fans is letting Whitey Herzog go. What could have been, you know, the regret that you feel that Beltran, Damon, and Dye didn't fully form here in Kansas City. I'd regret that Zach Greinke never played with a winner. And like I described earlier today, the what ifs are, you know, things like Bo Jackson. And boy, what if they would have sent Alex Gordon in Game 7? If the Royals can get hot, we can look back and say, what if the Royals would have prioritized a productive veteran with a calming voice back in April? What if Adam Frazier was kept around and Jonathan India wasn't ever brought around? And what if Jack Caglione wasn't called up so early? What if Carter Jensen was called up a little bit earlier? You have a losing record. You say that with a negative tone. You regret the fact that Jonathan India was brought here. You regret the fact that fill in the blank. I mentioned Jack Caglione tonight. He goes 0-for-2 with a walk. Two nice defensive plays robbed him in those two other at-bats. But his 10th walk since being recalled. 10 walks in 64 plate appearances. Okay? Before he went down, before the hamstring injury, he had drawn only 8 walks in 161 plate appearances. So he has 2 more walks this time around in almost 100 fewer trips to the dish. There's something to hang your hat on, Cags. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jay's Southland Tow. Well, right now, taking a look at the phone line, the Peterson and Associates phone line. I see our buddy Dan in KCK. He's on the Peterson Law Firm, Peterson and Associates phone line, I should say. Dan, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Yeah, it was a great game by Kolek. Yeah, 6 innings out of 5. five starts and six innings. Great pickup from the Padres. I know Freddie's doing great job. He's been a fan favorite in San Diego. I mean, congratulations to him going to the playoffs. Everybody's saying, let's go, Freddie, to the Padres fans. He's doing great in San Diego. So let's finish strong at 83 and 79.
That'd be nice. Win those final four games, Dan. I appreciate the phone call, man. Thank you very much. Opens up a line for you on the Peterson and Associates phone line. Peterson Law Firm, don't wait. Call the eights or visit petersonlawfirm.com. Yeah, Padres headed to the postseason. Padres could still win that division. Mariners have won the American League West. The American League East is still up for grabs. The American League Central is still up for grabs. All right, so three divisions down, three to go with 4 days to play. Few text messages coming in. I see Kelly and Smithville still sticking with the boys down the stretch. Rally Mantis is upset by the errors. From the 816, Vern, there were way too many unprofessional at-bats tonight. Okay. I don't see. I mean, I would love an instance or two of what you're talking about. Now, was the offense unproductive tonight? Sure. But you had a grand total of five base runners. So I don't know. You say Kikuchi's been a really good pitcher for a good for a very long time. The guy's 34. He's made 30-some-odd starts in each of the last three seasons. Eric in Independence. Vern, who you going to cheer for in the postseason? Padres. Padres for sure. The Brewers, I always root for the Brewers. But I think I would lean Padres if they met one another. And then I'll root for the Tigers if they get there, or the Seattle Mariners. Final answer. Eric, I appreciate you listening. Hey, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. The On Deck Show begins at 7:30 Thursday night for the finale in Anaheim. JT Noah, thank you very much for the help, buddy. Another season in the books. Talk to y'all later.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.